Born on America's darkest day of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays the mortgage on the family home to lift the financial burden. For severely injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. Through the Foundation's Homeless Veteran Program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless veterans. More than 3,300 were helped last year alone. Because all veterans who honorably served, whether in peacetime or war, deserve our nation's gratitude. People who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities need your help now more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team Buck, welcome to the Freedom Hut Monday, August 15th edition of the program. We have the continuing outrage over the raid on Mar-a-Lago. More information from President Trump, including that they seized his passports. We've seen the beginnings, or the first half, I should say, of the search warrant. Have not seen the full affidavit. Very broad. What were they going for here? What's really happening? We'll make sense of that, plus the latest in the COVID madness as the regimen of endless shots running into a bit of a snag. We will discuss that in a moment. You ever thought about becoming a real estate investor, but you didn't have the time or the expertise to do it on your own? I felt the same way until about a year ago when I met my friends at Dunfee Real Estate. They found me an awesome property, rented it out for me right away, and now I get a check every month like clockwork. They help you through every stage of the process, picking the city, the house, getting a management company to help you get a tenant in place, and then you're getting free cash flow every month, and you're building up equity in that house over time. Eventually, you pay it off, and then you've just got a house, plus you've got that recurring revenue from the renter. So it's a fantastic system, and I've now bought multiple houses. I've even gotten family members. My own brothers are involved with Dunfee Real Estate because that's how much I trust these guys, and that's how much this system has worked for me. Go to doneforyoubuck.com to see how it works. Again, that's doneforyoubuck.com. One more time, doneforyoubuck.com to see how real estate investing can be made easy for you. Now, a few thoughts on the Trump situation. They needed something going into the midterms. I've been saying for about 6 months now, they're gonna pull something off here because they can't run on the Trump record. That's obvious. Scratch that. They can't run on the Biden record because he's the president. They can't run on the Biden record. So what are they going to do? They're going to go after Trump. See, this is why this gets conflated in my head. They're going to go after Trump with something. And that brings us to these documents. You know, I was out on Friday. I was on vacation. I know I go on vacation. All I do is think about the show. And I was seeing all of this reporting about how, oh, there's nuclear documents. Well, hold on a second. There's nuclear documents that are super sensitive that Trump had, and they waited 18 months to go and get them? Or no, they just figured it out now? The National Archives knows about this? The National Archives calling the shots? There's a lot that doesn't add up here. There's a lot that doesn't make sense. I would also add that for the, oh, it's all classified. They're talking about all the classified stuff that's going on here. Okay. The president has a Secret Service detail, had a lock and key and surveillance system in place in Mar-a-Lago. It's pretty secure, actually. Pretty secure, depending on the level of classification we're talking about. And he declassified them, according to the former president. So then it doesn't even matter, because legally, if they're declassified, you can have as millions of pages, as much as you want. So there's a lot that we need to get answers about here. There's a lot that we need to know about. And we're not going to get told the truth by these libs. Part of the problem here is that there's an understanding of how much the FBI and the DOJ in the Trump era has been lying to us. How many times do they get to pull off the Russia collusion nonsense? How many times do they get to do this before we all understand that I'm not going to take their word for it? It would be, I would argue at this point, it would be foolish. It would be bizarre to just take the word of the FBI or the DOJ, of Merrick Garland, certainly of the Biden White House, on what these documents contain, on what the chain of custody was, on what possible violations exist here. So just by way of quick history, here's the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, laying out why he doesn't trust him.
These agencies have now been weaponized to be used against people that the government doesn't like. And you look at the raid at Mar-a-Lago, and I'm trying to remember, maybe someone here can remind me about when they did a search warrant at Hillary's house in Chappaqua when she had a rogue server and she was laundering classified information. I don't remember them doing that. I do remember them manufacturing a false conspiracy theory about Russia collusion. I remember that. That was not true. That was an abuse of power. I remember a lawyer for the FBI got caught doctoring an application for FISA surveillance against an innocent man. I remember the FBI, at Merrick Garland's direction, being sicked on parents going to school board meetings.
Yeah, we remember that too. And we need to keep that in mind as we're being told that the FBI can be trusted on this. You have to understand that people at the top level, they always say, oh, but it's, you know, the rank and file. Yeah, the guy in the Omaha office who's doing, you know, Medicare fraud investigations, he's not the problem, obviously, or she's not the problem. But the top level of the FBI in D.C. at headquarters, the top level of the DOJ in D.C., including the many appointees of Joe Biden, you're going to trust them? You think that you can look at what their statements are on this and not feel that there is politicization going on? It's absurd. I would add into this as well. President Trump just said today on Truth Social, they took his passports. Now, usually you surrender your passport on order of the court on when you're out on bail after being charged so you can't flee the country. Think about what this brings up then. What's President Trump going to, I mean, if it has anything to do with that, which I think it probably doesn't, but people are concerned there's going to be federal charges brought by this DOJ against Trump. And is it really possible they think that Trump's going to try to flee, right?
It's going to be on Trump Force One. He's going to fly to the furthest corner of the globe and say, here I am. I am a native of the nation of Palau. I've been a Palauian my whole life. My name is not Donald Trump.
I don't think anyone believes that that's going to happen, right? So why would they take his passport? That doesn't make any sense. It's absurd. It is bizarre, in fact. But there's so much here that we don't yet know. And the false urgency of this is a big problem. Why they had to move with a raid in this way, that's a big issue. The notion that Donald Trump can't, this is news, can't declassify things, can't in fact be in a place of declassification where he just says this stuff is now, I was, you know, when he was president, he doesn't have the power now, obviously, but when he was president, he said, I'm taking this stuff. I say it's declassified. Also, the warrant that they used was very broad, so broad that many are saying, hold on a second. This covers all presidential documents from essentially the beginning to the end of his presidency. Now, that's going to include things that would clearly fall under executive privilege. That's going to include things that may be covered by attorney-client privilege. It certainly looks like they were just using this warrant as a dragnet to pull together as much stuff, as much private, confidential paperwork of the Trump administration as possible. And we're to believe that this wasn't political in nature. The floundering absurdity of the Biden regime isn't, in fact, desperate for some way, at a minimum, to distract from their failures and maybe to bring a full-on indictment and try to undermine, try to subvert a second Trump presidency before it can even happen. Or maybe it's just that they assume Kamala Harris will take over for Biden. They're not worried about what that would look like, right? Here's the latest Kamala-ism.
We know that we really are quite behind in terms of maximizing our collective understanding about how we will engage on the technology of today and what we can quickly and easily predict will be the technology over the next decades. So to maintain our position as the United States of America on this issue, it is critical that we work together to understand where we are, to recognize and have the courage to speak truth about what is obsolete, and then to partner to ensure that we are speaking the same language with the same motivation, inspired by the opportunity of it all, but then doing the work of updating how we have been talking and thinking about our exploration in space.
You get all that, folks? What we're doing is looking at the things and staying ahead of the stuff that when we look back at the things and the stuff, we know we'll be in the next place where stuff and things are happening. What? It's just all this, just gibberish. It's nonsense. That's the vice president. And she's planned for these speeches. It's not like she's in a debate. It's off the cuff. She's having to fight back against some kind of hard question from the press corps. Please, if that ever happens. What's it like to be so amazing, Kamala? Oh, so this is why they needed something. And I think this is, in a sense, preparation for their big October surprise, which is this, the raid on Mar-a-Lago and now the ongoing cloud of the criminal investigation and possible indictment of a former president by these lib lunatics. Did you hear about the news of a data breach at Twitter last December? It affected more than 5 million users. According to reports, phone numbers and email addresses from those Twitter accounts were placed for sale on the dark web. Twitter has verified that the bug the cyber thief used to access the data was fixed, but the data that was stolen is now for sale on the black market. It's not just Twitter. This happens to companies all the time. People you're buying stuff from, people you're giving your sensitive information to. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Protecting your identity can be easy with LifeLock by Norton. They're set up to monitor online transactions and new account openings. If they see activity in your name that's not right, they're quick to alert you. I've been a LifeLock member for a long time, and I can't tell you the countless number of times I've heard from them. They're so helpful, very reassuring. If you're a member and you're a victim of online identity theft, a LifeLock restoration specialist will step in to help you fix it. They've stepped in to help me before. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but it's easy to help protect yourself with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year with promo code BUCK. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go online to LifeLock.com and use my name, Buck, for 25% off. That's 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com. Make sure you use promo code BUCK for 25% off. And then the shots. The shots, yes. You have Albert Bourla, the CEO of Pfizer. He put out a tweet saying, I am so grateful for the 4 shots I have taken because right now I have the COVID, but at least the 4 shots plus Paxlovid plus the future shots I will be taking
means that this is great success.
I don't think it's a great success, Mr. CEO of Pfizer. I don't think so. I think we got a problem. I think we got an issue here, folks. Which brings me to what they're also saying here about the Moderna vaccine, which is that it's being thrown out tens of millions of doses that you paid for.
It's sad to say. I'm in the process of throwing 30 million doses into the garbage because nobody wants them. We have a big demand problem. We right now have governments. We try to contact not only Seth, who is doing great work with his team trying to get demand into the countries, but also we contacted through the Washington's in, the embassies in Washington, every country, and nobody wants to take them.
Every country, nobody wants to take them. 30 million doses paid for. What do you think that costs, by the way? 30 million doses of a vaccine. Just throw that out there. What that does, it's not like they had to worry about where the money was going to come from. Moderna doesn't have to worry because governments mandated this. So they bought it in your name. Now people don't want it. Why don't people want it? Maybe because they see that the shots don't work really at all. We're at that point now. It's not that they don't work great. It's not that they don't work very well. It's they work for a little bit, which is not good enough because you're going to keep being exposed to COVID. Right? If I told you you're going to take this shot, it's going to protect you from COVID for 2 weeks or even 2 months. Does that mean that you're not going to get COVID and you're not? No, of course not. Now they say, oh, but it reduces your chance of serious illness from it. Well, how much and for how long? They don't know. Not very well, by the way. Plenty of people, unfortunately, with COVID get hospitalized. I'm sorry, with the shots, after getting the shots, are hospitalized and die. That's just a fact. The data shows that. So, okay, it reduces your risk a little bit. What are the risks of the shots? Does anyone ever stop thinking about this? They told us, oh, it doesn't affect a woman's menstrual cycle at all. Oh, then it turns out it actually does a little bit. They told us that there are basically no side effects. Oh, myocarditis is actually a real side effect of this. That's a concern for young men in particular. They wanted to force this on your babies. They want to force this on your toddlers. You're going to go to school, got to get this shot. These people are not only wrong, they're monsters. What they've done is horrible. They fired people from their jobs in the military over this. Why? Because if you didn't get the shot, you were at risk of getting COVID and spreading to other people. If you got the shot, you still got COVID and spread it to other people. So what difference did it make? Well, the difference is the commies, these authoritarian lunatic Democrats, don't care what the truth is. It was about their power and their emotional need to dominate others as part of their collectivist madness. I'll leave it there for today, team. Good rolling with you. Talk to you tomorrow. Shields high.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. Hero first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country. Those who die in the line of duty or are catastrophically injured. Veterans who fought for our nation's freedom only to return home, fall in tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes. The families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young children, catastrophically injured service members, and homeless veterans. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.